What's good in the hood? It's your host with the most, XP, keeping it real and black. I made it. Yo, I made it in the fucking 2020. Oh my God, I can't fucking believe it, yo. I thought I was gonna die, man. I don't know how. I don't know why I thought that shit, but listen. I guess because I think I'm black or some shit, you know? I don't fucking know. But I'm glad I made it in 2020, and everyone, I know I'm late, but Happy New Year's to everyone. Kisses to each and all. I love you guys. We're going to get real down and gritty in just 2020. I promise you, I'm going to put in the work. I got to put in the work 2020, yo. And hopefully you guys get to see and hear a lot of great things about me this year. I'm no bullshit, yo. I know you hear people say new year, new me and shit. And they still doing the same old shit, you know what I'm saying? But not me. I got to put in this work, you know. My birthday is like in 28 days, 27 days to be exact. So I got to turn up too. So got to hit them comedy clubs hard, but I got to write a new set and everything. So, you know, guys, just pray for me and stuff, man. I hope you guys, you know, have a good 2020. Don't be out here, you know, doing some crazy shit. You feel me? Just be safe out here, folks. You know, just turn up, you know, just turn up. And so we can fucking be like, this is 2021. You feel what I'm saying? Now we got, it's 2020. Now we got to survive this whole 12 months so we can make it to 2021. You feel me? So, of course, as you all know, every month, every day, almost every year, we lose a star. So we lose a nice, beautiful celebrity, man, you know. So, hey, throw your guesses in the hat. Hit me up. Let me know how many celebrities you think that's going to pass away in 2020 and how many you think are going to survive. Shoot. I have a feeling that Justin Bieber is not going to make it. I heard a lot of crazy shit about Bieber and shit. He been turning up, fucking hoes. Nah, I'm playing. That's fake news. As what Trump would say, I'm just fucking with you. Justin Bieber not doing that shit. Justin Bieber actually is a good guy. I always loved him. He's doing great. He got his wife and shit. I always thought he was gonna end up with Selena. But yo, who the fuck knows? Yo, life throws you curveballs and shit. So it's mad crazy. So I don't know what to say, yo. It's like I'm shocked. You know what I'm saying? Like, even Eddie Murphy even quoted some crazy shit. Even said to himself, who would imagine back in the 80s that you would think Eddie Murphy of 20 of now would have kids and be everyone's favorite and Bill Cosby be the one in jail? No one would never, I would have never guessed that shit, yo. I would have never guessed it, yo. I'm like, what the fuck? That's mad surprising and shit. Bill Cosby got all people in jail and shit. Yo, that's mad surprising, yo. But that's what happens when you put in women's fucking dessert favorite, you know. Well, let me fucking go back. That's what happens when you put drugs into pudding and shit and don't expect to suffer the consequences and shit, you know. So, you know, the devil will have plenty of pudding for Bill Cosby to eat once he goes to hell. So I know you're not listening to Bill Cosby and shit because you're too busy probably getting stuffed right now by them guys in prison. But if you could hear this, just know the devil's waiting, son. The devil's waiting, old man. But then again, this shit, I didn't want to go dark, you know what I'm saying? I'm just fucking with you guys. I don't want to go dark. I don't want you to fucking go crazy and call, you know, you know, call whoever, FBI or some shit to come after me and get me. Nah, don't do that shit, cause you know they can't catch me, boy. But yeah, just look out for me. I'm gonna hit up the New York Comedy Club soon. I'm not gonna bullshit, cause I gotta write my set. Like I said, I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you folks and be like, oh, I didn't write this, you know, I'm going to be at the comedy club in 2 days, knowing damn well I ain't write no set. So I gotta go home and write a good clean set and make, you know, talk some funny shit. Hopefully it works out for me. But I'm just lost in the sauce, folks. It's just so much that's gonna happen, man, in 2020. I hope if hopefully it works out. Supposedly I'm supposed to be doing music this year, supposedly, but you know, I got a partner out there, you know. I be hitting them up and they don't give me a fucking reply. Like, how you think we're supposed to make millions of dollars and you don't even hit me up? So look, I gotta do it myself, you feel me? And unfortunately, I'm still single in 2020. It's all good, it's all good, you know. Don't fucking cry for me or anything. It's all good. One day, you know, if I become successful, I know, like Kevin Hart, will give me a beautiful woman, you know, that's gonna be down for me. And hopefully, you know, I'm not gonna cheat, you know. I'm not gonna be every fucking that statistic and shit, you know. Rich black guy gets famous, a lot of girls don't. I'm not gonna go for that shit. That's just not me, you know. I just wanna be out the spotlight, you know, the limelight, you know, spotlight, limelight, whatever. I'm gonna be out of that motherfucker, cause there's no fucking way you would catch me on TMZ or some shit. I don't know where you would catch me on TMZ if I'm walking to like the mall or like the airport or some shit, you know. You ain't gonna catch me fucking peeing on women or, you know, mixed up with hookers or crazy shit like that. There's no way. I can't. So it is what it is. 2020 should be a good year. I'm gonna keep you updated about the comedy thing. I'm gonna go real hard with the podcast, hopefully. So officially this is season 3. So yeah, season 3 episode 1. So starting episode, just gonna call starting it off. I don't know what I'm gonna title it. Maybe starting the year off right. Yeah, call it that and shit. So it's always my podcast and shit is always gonna be unedited and shit. Motherfuckers always, yo, I like to keep it real as possible, you know, for you folks. Real and nitty gritty. I gotta keep it real, you know. I'm not trying to fucking go off a script or some shit, cause that's the best type of podcast in my opinion. When you're just going off the head and shit, you got niggas reading off papers and trying to be like, you know, more organized. Nah, I'm not organized. So that's why it's called keeping it real and black, cause I'm just going off things off my head and stuff. But then again, whatever. If you listen out there, please guys, please, I'm begging you, follow me on Instagram at LILXP26. I'm gonna say it again. Follow me on Instagram, LILXP26. Check out my content. It's all old as fuck, but hopefully I'm gonna start going back and putting videos of me roasting people and doing all kinds of shit. And hopefully I can start doing reaction videos this year. So please, please just make sure you guys look out for that on my Instagram, please. I'm begging you guys, please support. Because no matter how far I get into the comedy, I will never change. No matter how much money I get, I will never change. I will love all you guys. So, this is XP and I'm out.